Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1569. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Delif, Ben Rabbi Zizel, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Refuah Shalem, Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so now the question is, we're working, our simon is simon shin ches, we're working out of the Sefer Yitzra halachas a little bit, and we are going through the halachas of chasar and kis, muksa machmas chasar and kis. So now the question is, we spoke about various different ways that something does become chasar and kis, ways that something does not become chasar and kis. So now what could be done, what can't be done? Well, like what status in muksa, right? We have various different categories in muksa, and some of them have some different halachas that come along with them. What are some of the basic halachas that apply to chasar and kis? If I want to use it for something else, I want to use the item itself, right? This thing is in the break front. I'll use it for something else. Let's say I'll use it to hold down my tablecloth. You know, the tablecloth is falling off. So I'll take this item that's extremely expensive in the break front. I'll put it on the tablecloth so it doesn't move around. For example, it's very heavy, so that would work. Whatever the case is, so something along those lines, but I'm going to use, am I allowed to move this item at all? Let's say, so that would be goofy. I need it for something that's allowed to be done. I'm going to do something with it that's allowed to be done, this item of chasar and kis. Or let's say I need the space. I need the place, right? It's sitting on a certain place. It's sitting on the table. And I have to sit there and eat, and it's in the place. It's where I'm supposed to put my plate. So now I need the place on the table. So I'll pick it up and I'll put it back in the break front where it's supposed to go. Am I allowed to do that? That's what we call tzarech makaymai, tzarech makam of the item. So he says, no, those two things, when we're dealing with chasar and kis, he says, muksa machmas chasar and kis, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch straight up that. So lemaisa, that's what he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll actually read from the Shulchan Aruch. He can't move it for itself or for the place it's sitting. So just real quickly, the Shulchan Aruch, it's straight up in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aleph, Shinchas Aleph. And the Mechaber says that v'afil etzarech di, anything that falls into chasar and kis is also l'talfel b'shabbos, v'afil etzarech b'koymai, l'tzarech gufay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean, l'tzarech gufay, in Sifka and Dalet? Haynu sh'tzarech l'gufa dover, l'melach acheres shel heter. I need it for something else, right? Whatever the case is, the expense. We said also in general it was going on something that's iser. That the in other words, if it falls into chasar and kis, it's usually something that's meleches iser, that it's used for a something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Right. So now I'm going to use it. So now let's say I'll take out. Let's assume somebody has, for example, a very expensive phone. Let's say, right, and it would fall under chasar and kis. Let's say something along those lines, or they have some other small little machinery that's very expensive. Again, like we said, they don't want anybody touching it, using, not a question of using it, but moving it, doing whatever the case might be, and it's alts itzer. So what I'm going to do is heinush tzarech leguf hadav lemelacha acheres shel heter. Like we said before, I want to use it for something that's allowed. I'll take out this item, right, and I'll put it, like we said, on the tablecloth. It's heavy, and it'll hold down the tablecloth or something along those lines, that you can't use it, it can't be moved at all. And also, like we said, for the place, it's in my place, I also would not be allowed to move it with my hands. Now he brings down further, let's say I have muksa machmas chasar and kis, so good, I have this item that's muksa machmas chasar and kis, and he brings down the Sefer Yitzra, let's say it fell down at a break, for sure, and it broke. It broke, so it's now it's not anymore chasar and kis. In other words, now I'm not so mocked, but something happened, it fell down, it fell out of the break front or whatever, it fell down, it broke, and what could I do? It happened, something took place. And now it broke, so now v'shuv ene makbid alof, so now it's no more chasar and kis. In other words, it's garbage. What should I do? I have to get rid of it or whatever the case might be. It's not worth what it was before when it fell down. But now it fell down on Shabbos, fell down on Shabbos and broke. So maybe now I could use the pieces or use it or use whatever the case is. In other words, now what is the status? Afilu hachi, he says, aser betiltal. One would still not be allowed to move it. That's what he says. Muksamach maschasarim kis, shenishba b'Shabbos, v'shuv v'enimach b'dalov. Afilu hachi is aser betiltal. You still would not be allowed to move it. And the reason is, he says, that because of the klal that we know, miga diskatsoi b'neshmash, diskatsoi l'kulu yoyim, or something that is muksa. Benesh Mashis remains muksa the entire Shabbos. So that is the point, even if it would break on Shabbos. So let's just chazarov what we have today real quickly. Again, the halachas of chasar and kis is a little bit higher. It's on the highest level of muksa, pretty much, and to the point that you can't move it to for tzarech gufay, for the thing itself, to do something that's allowed to be done on Shabbos with it, is not allowed. It's still not allowed to be moved. If it's in the place that you need that place, tzarech mekaymai, it's still not allowed to be moved. And again, when we say moved, we're talking about to move with our hands. We'll talk about other things in upcoming shiurim, various different ways that possibly some of these things could be moved. But the regular way of moving with my hands, for gufa is aser, mekayma is aser, and also if it broke and now it became not chasar and kiss anymore on Shabbos because it's of the situation, so even then, afilu hachi is aser betiltal, even then one would not be allowed to move it because of the fact that we say iskatsoi benesh mashis iskatsoi lukuli yoyma, if it's benesh mashis aser altsmuksa, it stays the whole day. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.